This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. It's incredibly easy to use, and every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that will look great on every device, every time. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. For a free trial and a 10% discount, go to squarespace.com/blogtalk. That's squarespace.com/blogtalk.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Julie Cately, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty in wonderful Merced, California. Today is April 18th, 2014, and it's about 1 p.m. here in the afternoon on a lovely sunny day here in Central California. And I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. I appreciate all of the live listeners out there listening to my show, and I appreciate everybody who comes back and listens to it at their own convenience. So remember, the link will be posted to my website, which is MercedHomesRealty.com, as well as distributed on all of our social media sites so that you can come back and listen to this broadcast whenever you feel like it. And remember, we also have our own iTunes channel now. So if you're on iTunes, you can listen to our podcast, which includes this broadcast that we're doing today, and just go to the channel or the station, Merced Homes Realty, and it will have this broadcast on there. As soon as we're done, we'll get it uploaded, and it'll actually have all of our previous HUD training broadcasts as well. So again, I really appreciate you tuning in today. My name is Julie Cately, and I always like to give you all of my contact information before we get started today. So I am a broker. My broker number is 014-12616, and we're going to be talking about HUD homes today, and this call is specifically for agents, and it is to tell you how you can benefit from advertising HUD homes and ways that you can create leads for yourself, which hopefully will turn into revenue and profit for you. My website is www.mercedhomesrealty.com. That's www.mercedhomesrealty.com. And I'm a local listing broker on behalf of BLB Resources for HUD, and I list primarily in the Merced and Mariposa County areas. My phone number is 209-385-1200. So specifically, I'm going to be talking about advertising HUD homes, and then I'm going to share with you the actual active properties that I have right now that you could start advertising today to bring yourself some leads. So any licensed real estate agent with a valid NAID number or whose broker has a valid NAID number may advertise HUD homes, provided they follow the guidelines that BLB has presented to us. And we're going to talk about what those guidelines are and who may advertise HUD homes and what guidelines they must follow when advertising HUD homes. Now remember, if your local MLS board requires permission from the exclusive listing agent, which in this case would be the local listing broker such as myself, to advertise their inventory, then the local listing brokers will be very cooperative and grant permission and make a request as appropriate and needed. I don't believe that our MLS, the CRMLS here in Merced or the Merced County Board, requires permission. HUD does not require that you get permission from the listing agent. So that's different than a lot of other properties in general. So as a reminder, the following terms and verbiages may not be included in the advertising or signage or marketing materials. So if you're advertising HUD homes, you cannot use the words foreclosure, distressed sale, bank owned, repo, repossessed, or must sell. And the reason why is HUD homes really are not repos, and HUD did not foreclose on the properties. And a lot of those words that we just talked about have a very negative connotation and orientation with them. And we really want to make sure that we're advertising the HUD homes in a very positive light. So the acceptable terms are HUD home, HUD property, HUD owned, HUD acquired home, HUD REO property. If you see any of my advertisements, we typically use HUD home. So if you have to denote it as an REO property, please make sure you call it a HUD REO property. So you can advertise the property pretty much anywhere that you feel is appropriate. And some HUD home marketing strategies and suggestions could be in classified and display ads in print publications, if you run TV or radio commercials, if you're sending out mailers, you could include the HUD homes on your mailers. If you are attending a trade show or a home fair, you can certainly promote HUD homes there. You can do e-flyers. You can do virtual tours. You can advertise them online on your social networking, such as Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. You can do the door hangers adjacent to the HUD homes. You can put magnetic signs on your car. You can advertise them online through Google and Yahoo placement words and SEO. You can advertise them on your website. You can advertise them by making flyers and handing out flyers. You can make YouTube videos and video marketing. You can do text and mobile marketing. You can utilize Craigslist ads. You can put them in home magazines or any listing syndication services such as Postlets, and also the other big one is ListHub. So that will help distribute it for you everywhere else. So those are some really good basic ideas of where you can advertise the HUD homes. And why would you want to advertise the HUD homes? Well, maybe you're a new agent and you're just getting started, and you don't have a lot of inventory, or maybe you don't have any listings right now, but you've represented a buyer before on a HUD home and you really like the process and the practice of it. So you can advertise these HUD homes out there to try to get buyer leads that you could go and take that buyer and show them any one of these HUD homes that you're advertising, and hopefully that would lead to a sale for you. Now remember, though, if for some reason when the person calls you, the home is no longer available, or perhaps you show it to that potential buyer and it's not the right home for them for whatever reason, then that's a new buyer lead for you. They can certainly work with you and you can show them other homes. Maybe you've got other listings in your office, or you're going to search the MLS or scour the MLS for them, and that's going to be a source of revenue for you. Those are sources of leads on actual properties. That's very, very valuable, especially if you're a newer agent and you're just starting out, or maybe it's just been slow for you right now and you don't have a lot going on. This is a great way to get your phone ringing. And also if you're an experienced agent, you know, this is a great way to expand your business and maybe operate in a new arena that you haven't operated in before. And also, it just allows you to generate more leads. And, you know, I'm a really big believer of business breeds additional business, meaning that if you're out there doing business and your phone is ringing and you're getting phone calls and you've got leads coming in, that is only going to help you do more business. So you need to make sure that you're equipped to handle the phone calls and the texts and the emails that are coming in on these HUD homes that you're advertising, because I can guarantee you it will get your phone ringing. It will get your phone ringing. Just by putting these out there and marketing these properties to buyers. You're going direct to the buyer out there. And if you're not familiar with HUD homes, I always like to mention this at the beginning of the broadcast, so excuse me for not doing that, but I always like to go over what the definition of a HUD home is. So I'm going to just read it to you right out of the BOB Resources Selling Handbook. What is a HUD home? A HUD home is a home that's gone into mortgage default with a loan that is insured by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA. These are referred to as HUD homes. When this occurs, the lender takes possession of the property and conveys ownership to HUD. HUD then sells the home through their asset management contractor, such as BLB Resources. So in my case, that's who I'm working with, BLB Resources. A HUD home may be a single-family house, a townhome, a condominium, a mobile home, or a multifamily home attached to, a multifamily home up to 4 units. So that is a definition of what a HUD home is. So be sure that you're aware of that if you're advertising HUD homes, because people call and they have a lot of questions, and they love it when you can answer all their questions and give them a lot of information. So remember, anybody can sell a HUD home. You just need to make sure that you are with a broker that has an NAID number, which basically means that they're registered with HUD. If you're not sure, please do check with your broker as soon as possible. And if you or your broker need assistance with that, you can always call me, and I'm happy to go through that with you. Part of my requirements with BLB Resources on behalf of HUD is to do continuing education, which we call outreach, and that's what this broadcast is today. It is to keep the agents informed of HUD and their processes and also how they can benefit by selling HUD homes. So I really hope that you will consider advertising HUD homes and really realize that it is a great source of revenue for you and probably an untapped source of revenue. So it is something there that you need to really look into if you're serious about building your business. So a couple of additional notes when you're advertising. The advertising may not imply that the agent or the broker is the exclusive listing agent, because obviously I'm the local listing broker and I'm advertising my own homes as well. So you cannot act as if you are the listing agent, but you can advertise them. So please advertise the HUD homes in a professional, ethical, and positive manner. And be sure that you note any possible issues or disclosures with the property, such as whether it's located in a flood zone or has anything special that we need to know. And where you would find that information would be on HUDHomestore.com under the Addendums tab. And just as a general note, just so all the agents out there know, that the local listing brokers, such as myself, we are not authorized to advertise the properties before they come on the market. So you will never see one of our coming soon signs, or you will never see us doing what a lot of agents call pre-marketing. HUD doesn't allow it because they want a level playing field when it comes to selling their properties. And remember, only the local listing broker assigned to the property can actually put signage on the property. And, of course, we would ask that you don't damage, destroy, or remove the advertising or signage of another HUD-registered selling or listing agent. And then one very important note that you want to remember, that when you are advertising HUD homes, you want to make sure that you're also including the Equal Housing Opportunity logo, because that is something that's really, really important to HUD. So you need to advertise that logo with your advertisements as well. And I know that's pretty standard practice for a lot of people, but it's really good as a reminder. A couple of other things or reminders and tips. If you're going to be creating a website to advertise HUD homes, or you're going to advertise them on your website and have a feeder website or a squeeze page, HUD prohibits the use of the words of HUD or FHA and the URL and your company name or logo. So you could not make a website that said HUD Homes Merced or HUD Homes Merced County because of the confusion that it could cause in the buyer's mind that they're dealing with HUD directly. So we want to be real clear about that. We don't want any sort of gray area of advertising or any sort of deceptive advertising. So let's go ahead and talk about the properties that we have available right now for advertising. And if you go onto your local MLS, you'll be able to find them in Merced and Mariposa areas. We do utilize the CRMLS. But remember, all of the HUD homes are on HUDHomestore.com, and that's where you're going to find all the pictures and prices and details of the properties. So right now I went to HUDHomestore.com and I pulled up Merced County, and we've got 3 active properties that you can start advertising today. We've got a big holiday weekend coming up this weekend. Of course, it's Easter. We're going to have wonderful weather. People are going to be with their families. They're going to be doing fun things, and they're going to be out and about and noticing the paper and signs and looking online and seeing homes for sale. So it is a great opportunity for you to get out there and get this going. The first one is located at 1975 Brookhaven Place, and that's in Atwater. 1975 Brookhaven Place. It's open to all bidders, and it's priced at $294,500. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom with a pool. It's a very, very spacious home. It's a newer home as well. So if you've got somebody looking in that category for a newer, larger home, it's 3,161 square feet, built in 2005, 3-car garage, and in-ground pool. And again, that is open to all bidders. So that's one that you could advertise and start showing as soon as this weekend. The second one is one that we just put on the market this week, and it's 1295 Daylight Drive. That's 1295 Daylight Drive in Merced, 95348. It is also another very large home, 3355 square feet, and it is also a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom, or 2.5-bathroom, 3 bathrooms total, 1 is a half bathroom. It's located right next to a park, and it is built in 2005 as well with a 2-car attached garage, priced at $234,000. That's a great price on this home. It's going to sell quickly. It is available to all bidders as well. And the third one that we have available in Merced County is 916 Sylvia Street. That's 916 Sylvia Street, and that's in Gustine. It's open to all bidders as well. It's priced at $154,350. That's $154,350. It's 1,679 square feet, and it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. And that's out in Gustine, tucked away on a little cul-de-sac there. And it's got an attached 2-garage, and it actually has a detached 3-car shop. Really, really great for somebody that has vehicles to store, or is a mechanic, or loves to tinker with things. Plenty, plenty of room for that. It's got a huge lot, and it also has an in-ground pool. So those are some great possibilities for you to start advertising in the Merced County area today. Now remember, you don't have to advertise only specifically in your area. Maybe you do some business in Stanislaus County as well, or Sacramento County, or Fresno County, or you've got a specific buyer looking in a certain area that's out of our area, because remember, our licenses, our real estate license, are California real estate licenses. And, you know, I like to joke with people that I've lived up and down the 99, right? So we all, a lot of us who are born and raised in the Central Valley, we're familiar with a lot of the towns from Sacramento all the way down to, you know, Madera and Fresno. And, you know, you might know a lot of them really intimately and have friends and family there and are doing business in those areas as well. So you could certainly go on to HUD Home Store or your MLS and get the list of the properties that are in those areas as well and be advertising those. You can advertise for owner-occupant buyers, and you can certainly advertise for investor buyers as well. When I say it's open to all bidders, that means that it is in the extended bid period, so it is open for all bidders, including investors. So I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. I hope that you found this information helpful. When I talk to agents and I give them this information, a lot of them are really surprised. They're really surprised that they could advertise somebody else's listings, and especially without the local listing broker's permission. You know, you can get out there and start advertising these right away and generating business and leads and revenue for yourself. So a lot of people are unaware of this. So I like to do this broadcast every few months because it is something that's really important and can add to your bottom line right away. And again, my name is Julie Cayley. I really appreciate you tuning in today. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me, 209-385-1200. You can find me online, www.mercedhomesrealty.com. I hope everybody has a fabulous Easter weekend. Take care.